The truth is about to be out there.
Mr. President, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
But we've still got some songs to sing.
Maybe we can sing together.
I'll do some harmonies.
I'm excited.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, October 26th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies, but first, your entertainment headlines. Netflix has revealed a first look at Ozark Emmy winner Julia Garner in the upcoming series Inventing Anna. Based on real events, Garner plays convicted fraudster Anna Sorokin, who posed as a wealthy German heiress named Anna Delvey. The cast also includes Veep's Anna Chlumsky, Scandal stars Katie Lowes and Jeff Perry, and Orange is the New Black's Laverne Cox. Inventing Anna is slated to premiere in 2022. Check out those photos at EW.com. And while you're there, also check out exclusive first look photos of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Kyle Richards and Breaking Bad alum Betsy Brandt in their upcoming Peacock holiday movie, The Housewives of the North Pole, where they play competitive holiday house decorators. It's been a much-debated topic in Hollywood. Should cisgender heterosexual actors play LGBTQ+ characters? Many actors have done it through the years, including Darren Criss on Glee, Eric McCormack and Bobby Cannavale on Will and Grace, James Corden in the movie The Prom. Well, now Juliana Margulies is on that list, playing gay news anchor Laura Peterson on season 2 of the Apple TV Plus drama The Morning Show. On another morning show, CBS Mornings, Margulies responded to the criticism surrounding her own casting.
Speaking of her sexuality, you said you didn't hesitate to play a gay character. And that has sparked conversation in the LGBTQ+ community, saying, well, actors and actresses in that community can better portray a character like her. What is your response to that?
Well, I can understand that. My response also would be we're all making assumptions as to who I am and what my past is and what all of our pasts are. I understand 100% that I can't play a different race.
Right.
But I am an actress, and I am supposed to embody another character. Whatever their sexuality is doesn't matter to me. The same way watching a gay person play a straight person. Mm. Are you telling me that because I'm a mother, I can never play a woman who's never had a child? Mm. Or, you know, if you've never been married, that you can't play a married woman? I mean, you have to be careful on where you're drawing the line there. We're actors.
Right.
We're supposed to embody a character regardless of their sexuality. Mm. When it comes to race and gender, that's a whole different story.
Right. Yeah.
And I 100% agree with that.
New episodes of The Morning Show are streaming Fridays on Apple TV+. Grab a fire extinguisher because the Jonas Brothers are about to get roasted. Kevin, Joe, and Nick will be the subjects of Netflix's first ever family roast, premiering November 23rd. Bringing the heat for Kevin, Joe, and Nick is, well, Kevin, Joe, and Nick, actually. I'll let the guys explain.
Hey, we're the Jonas Brothers, and we have a very exciting announcement for you.
Roasted.
That's not quite how that works, Joe. We are doing a Jonas Brothers family roast. It's a one-of-a-kind comedy special that celebrates the universal truth that no one can get under your skin quite like your family.
Roasted.
You'll see us like you've never seen us before through sketches, songs, games, and special guests.
And roasted.
All to give us a roasting you'll never forget.
Roasted.
Roasted. Saturday Night Live's Kenan Thompson will host Pete Davidson, former One Directioner Niall Horan, comedian Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, as well as John Legend Lily Singh and actor Jack Whitehall are all set to make guest appearances, among others. Brendan Fraser is staying in the DC Comics family with his next role. The actor, who plays Cliff Steele and voices his alter ego Robot Man on DC's Doom Patrol series, has joined the cast of the upcoming Batgirl movie as the villain Firefly. Specifics of Fraser's Firefly in the context of Batgirl are under wraps, but we know actress Leslie Grace is starring as Barbara Gordon, aka the titular Caped Crusader and the daughter of Gotham PD's Commissioner Gordon. Batgirl will make its premiere on HBO Max. A premiere date has not yet been announced. For more on all those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com.
Number 3.
Now let's head to Brooklyn to kick off today's picks with number 3, The Last OG. The TBS series starring Tracy Morgan as a reformed ex-con is back for season 4, picking up in the wake of a season finale that saw Morgan's Trey fall victim to a violent attack. The new season will follow his personal reawakening with a fresh perspective on his community, new goals, and a new set of challenges. Among those challenges, a community organizer named VC, played by High Fidelity's Divine Joy Randolph, who blames Trey for killing her brother many years ago. He'll try to win her trust while adapting to a still-changing world and attempt to do some good for the Brooklyn he loves. Here's a preview.
After 15 years in prison, I'm for the community now. I'm ready to do whatever it takes.
The only thing you gotta do for me, baby, is walk your funky ass into ongoing traffic.
VC, she runs the community center. And she blamed me for putting her brother in the ground. All she sees is the person I used to be.
You know what it's like when people assume who you are and don't give you a chance.
Every day of my life.
You really trying to make me believe that you would do something for somebody else?
You know what? Good point. Hey, Howard! Could you get those sheep shears out so you could shave some of the wool off of VC's back so she could donate it to Wigs for Kids? How's that for doing something for somebody else?
Well, no one said it was going to be easy. The Last OG returns tonight at 10 on TBS.
Number 2.
Moving from BK to DC for our number 2 pick, Impeachment: American Crime Story. Last week saw President Clinton, played by Clive Owen, make his famous declaration that he did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. But with only 3 episodes left this season, that denial isn't going to last very long. In tonight's episode, the president must finally admit the truth to the nation and to his wife, giving Edie Falco her first major showcase as Hillary Clinton. Here's a quick preview.
Mr. President, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Hillary, I need to tell you something. I must take complete responsibility for all my actions.
I am prepared to do whatever it takes to put it right.
You are chaos. You are mayhem. You lit our life on fire.
As we said, it is a showcase. Don't miss the home stretch of Impeachment. Tonight's episode begins at 10 p.m. on FX.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. Impeachment isn't the first time Clive Owen has played a real-life figure. What legendary writer did he play in a 2012 HBO movie? F. Scott Fitzgerald, J.D. Salinger, or Ernest Hemingway? Stick around for the answer and our number one pick. What to watch? We'll be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. And now, time to sing the praises of our number one pick, The Voice. The knockouts continue on tonight's episode with Mega Mentor Ed Sheeran as each team's artists face off at the chance to advance to the live shows. But more importantly, tonight marks a big milestone for the singing competition. It's the 500th episode of The Voice, coming exactly 6 months after the show's 10th anniversary earlier this year. Here are the coaches, Blake Shelton, Kelly Clarkson, John Legend, and Ariana Grande, weighing in on how it feels to have made it to the big 500.
People see the edited down and the fun part of this show when they watch it, but behind the scenes, it's a ton of work. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. The rewarding part is when I go out on tour and all of a sudden, man, there's a voice contestant opening for me out on the road somewhere, or there's a song I just cut that was written by a voice contestant. That's happened many times. You know, that's the exciting part. Looking back on it is the ones who have found their way and made the most of this opportunity. And if you just had a little tiny part in that, then it's pretty exciting, you know?
Honestly, we're grateful the show has had such an amazing run, and we just want to keep it going.
Like, we are on TV every single day, it feels like, you know? And for that reason, it does kind of go by fast. I mean, when Carson and I were looking at some of the pictures that we were seeing last year, because it was the 20th season, it's like, oh my God, look how young we are. Look how skinny I was back then. Like, what happened to me? That was yesterday. How did this happen to me, you know?
Happens to the best of us, Blake.
But I know how it happened to me. When you set your ass in a red chair for 10 years and you don't leave, this is what happens.
Okay? Hey, it's nice work if you can get it. You can catch the 500th episode of The Voice tonight at 8 on NBC. And here's to the next 500. And lastly today, the answer to our trivia question. What legendary writer did Clive Owen play in a 2012 HBO movie? F. Scott Fitzgerald, J.D. Salinger, or Ernest Hemingway? The bell might be tolling for you if you got this wrong. The answer is Ernest Hemingway. Owen played the writer in 2012's Hemingway and Gellhorn alongside Nicole Kidman as his third wife, journalist Martha Gellhorn. Both actors received Emmy and Golden Globe nominations for their performances. Well, that is going to do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shana Naomi Crockmall.